When the song ended, Og took a bow, then queued up a slow song, Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. All around us, avatars began to pair up. I gave Artemis a courtly bow and stretched out my hand. She smiled and took it. I pulled her close, and we began to drift together. Og set the dance floor's gravity on a counterclockwise spin, making all of our avatars slowly rotate around the club's invisible central axis, like motes of dust floating inside a snow globe. And then, before I could stop myself, the words just came out. I'm in love with you, Artie. She didn't respond at first. She just looked at me in shock as our avatars continued to drift in orbit around each other, moving on autopilot. Then she switched to a private voice channel so no one could eavesdrop on our conversation. You aren't in love with me, Z, she said. You don't even know me. Yes, I do, I insisted. I know you better than I've ever known anyone in my entire life. You only know what I want you to know. You only see what I want you to see. She placed a hand on her chest. This isn't my real body, Wade, or my real face. I don't care. I'm in love with your mind, with the person you are. I couldn't care less about the packaging. You're just saying that, she said. There was an unsteadiness in her voice. Trust me, if I ever let you see me in person, you would be repulsed. Why do you always say that? Because I'm hideously deformed, or I'm a paraplegic, or I'm actually 63 years old. Take your pick. I don't care if you're all three of those things. Tell me where to meet you, and I'll prove it. I'll get on a plane right now and fly to wherever you are. You know I will. She shook her head. You don't live in the real world, Z. From what you've told me, I don't think you ever have. You're like me. You live inside this illusion. She motioned to our virtual surroundings. You can't possibly know what real love is. Don't say that! I was starting to cry and didn't bother hiding it from her. Is it because I told you I've never had a real girlfriend and that I'm a virgin? Because of course not, she said. That isn't what this is about at all. Then what is it about? Tell me, please. The hunt. You know that. We've both been neglecting our quests to hang out with each other. We should be focused on finding the Jade Key right now. You can bet that's what Sorrento and the Sixers are doing, and everyone else. To hell with our competition and the egg, I shouted. Didn't you hear what I just said? I'm in love with you, and I want to be with you more than anything. She just stared at me. Or rather, her avatar stared blankly back at my avatar. Then she said, I'm sorry, Z. This is all my fault. I let this get way out of hand. It has to stop. What do you mean? What has to stop? I think we should take a break. Stop spending so much time together. I felt like I'd been punched in the throat. Are you breaking up with me? No, Z, she said firmly. I am not breaking up with you. That would be impossible because we are not together. There was suddenly venom in her voice. We've never even met. So then you're just going to stop talking to me? Yes, I think that would be for the best.
For how long?
Until the hunt is over.
But Artie, that could take years.
I realize that, and I'm sorry. But this is how it has to be.
So winning that money is more important to you than me?
It's not about the money. It's about what I could do with it.
Right, saving the world. You're so fucking noble.
Don't be a jerk, she said. I've been searching for the egg for over 5 years. So have you. Now we're closer than ever to finding it. I can't just throw my chance away.
I'm not asking you to.
Yes, you are. Even if you don't realize it. The Cyndi Lauper song ended, and Og queued up another dance track, James Brown is Dead by L.A. Style. The club erupted in applause. I felt like a large wooden stake had been driven into my chest. Artemis was about to say something more. Goodbye, I think. When we heard a thunderous boom directly up above us. At first, I thought it was Og train wrecking into a new dance track, but then I looked up and saw the large chunks of rubble tumbling at high speed onto the dance floor as avatars scattered to get out of the way. A gaping hole had just been blasted in the roof of the club near the top of the globe, and a small army of Sixers was now pouring through it, swooping into the club on jetpacks, firing blaster pistols as they came. Total chaos broke out. Half of the avatars in the club swarmed toward the exit, while the other half drew weapons and began to cast spells, firing laser bolts, bullets, and fireballs back at the invading Sixers. There were more than 100 of them, all armed to the teeth.